You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. So glad that you joined me today. Today, we will be talking about education from my book, Reimagine Success. Now, this is the third part of the series, and I've talked about my book, Reimagine Success, which is also the name of this podcast. And if you're interested in getting the book, you can go to melaniecrystal.com and order your own copy of the book. But just to recap what we've talked about in the previous two sections of this podcast, we talked about exposure, which is the first principle in the book, Reimagine Success. And we talked about exploration, which is the second principle. So today we're going to move on to education. And these are all principles to help you reimagine success for your life. Now, I talk about them in the book in the context of reimagining success for your life. And I share stories of my childhood and adolescence and how I got interested in STEM and reimagined success for my life. And that's something that you can do as well. So today we'll dive a little bit deeper into the third principle, education. But before we get into education, as I do every week, I'd like to share the crystal of the day for us. Today's crystal is education is an equalizer for opportunity in life. And that is a direct quote from the book, Reimagine Success. I'm going to say it one more time. Education is an equalizer for opportunity in life. Now, as we know, many people desire education, want to get education. They pay money to get education because they feel like it'll give them a stepping stone to make more money and have a more successful life. And that is true in many respects. And the reason I selected this crystal for today, education is an equalizer for opportunity in life, because education really can be a great equalizer for people who, you know, may come from backgrounds where your family history is, you know, they aren't making a lot of money, or they're in maybe a service industry that, you know, they're not getting paid a lot. College is a great way, and it doesn't just have to be college, but college is a great way to get a leg up and a stepping stone. Even for rich families, remember the college education scandal? The parents who were paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for their kids to get into schools like USC. I mean, rich families, people with money, realize that education is still a great stepping stone. And sometimes they think education, especially within colleges, the name, it's more of like a name brand thing. You go to a certain college, and so you have these networks and you are part of the groups for that certain college. And USC was one of the more popular colleges that parents were paying lots of money for their kids to go to. But college and education can be an equalizer, and it can be a stepping stone for you. So we'll talk more about that in today's podcast. But just on that same note, that how college can be an equalizer, you know, it's also very important and very exciting to see when there's a first person in a family, when you're the first in your family to go to college. The whole family is excited and happy for that, because once again, they see that as a stepping stone, an equalizer to help that person to achieve more and, of course, reimagine more success for their life. So I'm going to talk about a few other aspects of education that I also cover in my book, Reimagine Success. And I do it in the book through stories. So I talk a lot about stories of myself and my childhood and my family, my Louisiana culture and family history. But I'll share one of those stories as I go through how education can help you reimagine success for your life. So the first one I want to talk about is education is a way to help you become more of a global citizen of this world. As you know, we live in a global economy. And I can give you an example from my own work life. I've worked with people from Europe, Africa, Asia, North America, of course, and people from all over the globe. And as being exposed to education, different languages and cultures can help further you in life and help you reimagine success and also help you just have a full, abundant life. So just in my example, in my work life, my company is a global company that I work for. And so I've interacted with people in Europe, in Asia, India, Africa, so all over the globe, different time zones. And getting in a global or getting education can help you become a part of this global society a little bit more easily. One example that I talk about a lot in the book is languages. I learned French, and that's what I chose to study in high school and college, and I still speak French now. And French has been really helpful for me as I travel and go to different places. Even in my work life, I've met people who speak French. So it's really nice to be able to speak another language, learn another culture. So education doesn't just have to be what you think it needs to be, you know, technical, book smarts. Education is very varied. So we live in a global world, and having a global education and learning languages, you can get education just through travel. Honestly, if you just travel to different places, you can learn and be educated on cultures and how to interact with others in ways other than just our North American, what we're used to in North America. So that's one form of education. And then I'll talk about how education is, there's a wide variety of education. I started off the podcast talking about college. College is not the only way and place to get an education. Of course, there are vocational schools, community colleges. You can do apprentice programs. You can just take classes in things that you're interested in. Or you can learn a craft, a skill such as acting, singing, dancing. So education is very varied, and how you get your education and learn about whatever you want to be educated on can be varied as well. And now in this virtual society that we have, you can also learn a lot online through virtual classes. You don't actually have to be sitting in the classroom to learn whatever it is you want to learn. So be open to these different options and educational opportunities for yourself. Everyone's life doesn't allow them to, you know, be in college or go to a class every day. Sometimes you have to do a virtual class, or you may work and have to get it, work the class and the studying around your schedule. But you can do that. So know that there are many opportunities and options for getting an education and for growing and developing yourself and working on yourself and working on skills and crafts that you want to learn. There's so many ways to do it nowadays that there's no reason that getting the education should stop you. And of course, money is another thing that does stop people or, you know, hinders them or slows them down in education. But once again, if you have to work to pay for your education, it's worth it. You know, do that. Work and then fit it in these virtual ways that you can get your education in. Go ahead and do that, because it'll be worth it and you'll be more fulfilled getting the education in something that you're interested in. Now, one great thing, and I also speak about this in the book as well, is that the education that you get, once you have that in your mind, no one can take it away from you. Once you've learned these skills, learned the craft, learned whatever it is that you want to learn, no one can reach into your brain and pull it out. It is in there, and that skills and knowledge that no one can take from you. And you can always use that to help yourself be more successful, be more fulfilled. So when you are weighing the benefit and the sacrifice that you have to make to get the education, realize that once you have it, you've got it. Nobody can take it away from you. Those are lifetime skills and knowledge that you're learning. And I say that when I talk to students as well. Specifically around college. You know, some people feel like college is long and, oh, I have to sacrifice so much to go to college. But guess what? those 4 years, if you get through in 4 years, maybe even 5 years, those 5 years can set up a career, a lifetime career for you. You spend 5 years, you can spend 40 years doing that career. For me, engineering, I decided to study chemical engineering. Those were four tough years. Going to college for chemical engineering was not easy, and it was a lot of work and sacrifice, but that set me up for a lifetime career, another hopefully 40, 50 year career if I want to have it in engineering, and nobody can take that away from me. And so that's what I like to tell students and kids when I talk to them, is that once you get that, you put in that time for those 4 years will feel and seem really short when you're looking back on, the rest of your life. And that one bit of time will help you set up your career for life. And even those who are thinking about going back to school and getting a degree, because you maybe didn't do it in your younger years, it may feel really hard to do it in, as an older adult. But once again, it'll be worth it. Nobody can take it away from you. I've heard of people going to medical school, as a second, third career. Once you become a doctor, you're a doctor. So don't be afraid to step out and try and get that education or get more education if you feel like it'll help you reach your goal and reimagine success for your life. The next part of education I want to talk about is getting an education is not always going to be easy. A lot of times it's going to be difficult for various reasons. The actual material can be difficult to learn. It may be hard for you to learn. It may be just a sacrifice if you have to work all day and then go to school, take classes or study. Or financial, maybe a financial burden where you have to get out a loan to do this. So there will be challenges, but you can overcome them challenges. You can figure out ways to get around the challenges. You can study and get help to learn the material. And so one of the stories I talk about in my book is when I was in high school. And at that time, I did like math. I really enjoyed math just throughout most of my career, my high school career. But when I took geometry, I was not good in geometry. I had a hard time with that class. It wasn't easy. And my teacher, I felt like I just was not connecting with how she was teaching. And that's going to happen sometimes where you're just not going to get a subject. And it may be a subject that you like, but it's not going to click for you. And geometry, when I took it in high school, did not click for me. So I had to go during lunchtime and get extra help from my teacher. I wasn't the only student who did that. But we would go and she would go over stuff with us, help us prepare for the test. So that cut out my precious lunchtime. I had to go to geometry class with the teacher. I appreciate that the teacher did offer that for me and some of the other students. But that's not really what I wanted to be doing during lunchtime. I wanted to be eating and enjoying myself. But sometimes you have to sacrifice. And so doing that paid off because I was able to pass the class still and with a decent grade. But it wasn't easy. It was challenging and I had to be open to getting help, which a lot of times people don't, want to get help or ask for help, but I had to be open to getting help, accepting the help and sacrificing my lunchtime to do that. So education comes with sacrifice. It can come with sacrifice and hard work and study, and it's not always going to be easy, but guess what? It will always be worth it. So don't forgo getting the education in something that you're interested in. And that's the last piece that I want to talk about with education is find something that you enjoy. Find something that you like. Now, obviously, if you are in high school or even college, there are going to be classes that you take that you're just not interested in or aren't your favorite, which is fine. But try to hone in and make sure you find things that you do like so that you know what you like, because that's what you're going to want to do as a career, or at least incorporate it as a hobby in your life. Ideally, a hobby where you can make some money off of it would be even better. But find what you like and get educated in what you like. If you like to draw, then make sure you're taking some art classes and learning how to draw. If you like to sing, make sure you take in some music classes or at least singing in a choir somewhere and getting some instruction or practice. If you like math, make sure you're taking math classes or doing some math. These are this makes it so much easier for you down the road when you are searching for a career or when you're trying to change careers or do something different. You're tired of what you've been doing for the past 15 years and you want to change. You have to figure out and know what you like and then get educated in what you like and what you love, because then it won't feel like work. So that's the last tip that I want to give for education. And once again, I'm going to recap on what the crystal of the day is. It is, education is an equalizer for opportunity in life. So take that crystal with you and make sure that you think about what you're interested in, because that's where you'll be most successful and able to reimagine success for yourself. And if you are interested in getting my book, Reimagine Success, you can check out my website, melaniecrystal.com. That's MelanieKrystle.com. And I am Melanie Crystal, and this has been the Reimagine Success Podcast. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Bye.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.